you know, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I feel like this is a horse that just needs to be beaten regularly because there's still people out there that don't get it. And to add to what NAZC said, it's like, why wouldn't, you know, we're, if you're a gun guy and you take marksmanship seriously and hunting seriously, and you're not just a hill jack that grabs a gun and goes and chases deer in the woods, right? So why wouldn't you shoot a round that has tons and tons of historical data and dope and ballistic information on and you know, studies and there are books written about it? Like, this is, I would say a cult, you know, to some degree, some of these super crazy gun guys, with how deep they dive into this stuff, why wouldn't you go with the stuff that has just an abundance of proof and information and research and data over the shiny new toy, which I'm all for trying new things. Like, I'll put new glass on my guns all the time. But that's not the same thing, right? The glass is forever improving. I don't want to say that rounds are. I think we're kind of plateaued right now for a while until new materials come out for handling pressure, like Rick and I were talking about a couple weeks ago. My newest caliber is a 350 Legend, which is very new, but that's, I don't know that that kind of, I don't think that counts, right? Because it's a new need, it's a new niche that needed to be fulfilled, and it was uncontested by the 450, which is a garbage round, and along came the 350, which, you know, we got to play within those Michigan straight wall restrictions in Ohio and wherever else they use them. But even still, like, guys are deep diving that. Everyone's doing studies on that. And that's a debate. Like, you'll never, ever, no one will ever win 350 versus